You're tuned in to Steve on Altered Geek.
Hello, and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve Phillips, and I'm dropping the Megatron moniker. Don't need it anymore, to be honest. And although it gives me a pang of nostalgia, I think it's time for the next evolution, more or less. So that being said, Altered Geek may or may not be coming to an end, or may not be evolving. It kind of depends. I'm not really sure where it's going at this point. Granted, there's still going to be interesting conversational pieces on here, on technology and some other nostalgia-based things, but I'm not really going to be covering much of the news or things of that nature anymore. One, to cover the news, the movie stuff, I mean, we have Cinema Geeks, although at this point, I don't know if they're still recording or not. They haven't had an episode in like 2 months, so I don't know exactly what's going on. But nevertheless, I've been having fun doing some stuff on tech, and I think that also a part of being an Altered Geek is not just the content, but how you evolve as a person and what you're geeking out to and how you're altering your geekdom. And so I think that applies to myself as well. At this point, I think that the element of having to change and evolving has kind of hit this certain wall that I need to decide which direction I'm going. And I've kind of got it grasped. I'm just still kind of on the fence of it. So the point is I'm moving. I'm not going to be a Michigander anymore. I'm going to be moving to Colorado for my new employment opportunity, which I'm very excited for. Getting to be the director/producer or associate director/producer on a children's radio program, which it's Bible-based, but there's a lot of good lessons for kids in it. It kind of reminds me akin of having, like the old 80s Saturday morning cartoons in a sense, without the visual. Although you can go to their website and see like the character designs that they have, which are really well done, and you get they use instead of like the don't touch an oven because it could be hot. It's they use Bible metaphors or scripture in that sense. So it's interesting to me, and I'm excited for it. Plus, I may end up getting to do some podcasting on that side of things and some voices. So I'm kind of geeked on that whole side of things. We've been looking. Next week, we'll be flying out to Colorado to check out places to live and to kind of scope out the job and kind of just see the state. I mean, I've never been west of Wisconsin, which has been different to say the least. The states I've been to have been, obviously I've lived in Michigan, so I've been all over Michigan. Been to Ohio, been to Illinois, been to Wisconsin, been to Tennessee, Kentucky, Georgia, South Carolina, and Florida, as well as Texas, which I flew to when I was employed there. And I have to say that the cost of living is about the same as Texas, with much nicer scenery is what it's appearing to. And while I realize that I'm not totally getting out of the ice belt, I'm also not in the insanely hot weather or the craziness of a five expressway or six expressway stacked high city. And so regardless of the way you put it, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the change. I'm looking forward to seeing how it goes. And I think that it's been an interesting process of packing things. We had our yard sale the last 2 weeks. The first day I had it, I was flying solo for a little bit, and I started recording the podcast, and I was doing it over my speaker, over my phone. And while it sounds not too bad, I opted not to use it. I was planning on like publishing them and having like little short episodes and having something out. But I was like, it didn't really have the scream, the full continuity that I was looking for, or the full message. So I have it, but I scrapped it. Maybe I'll save something from it, but there's really not any bloopers, so it's not really a point in bringing it up. But yeah, we're looking for... as far as the yard sale is concerned, we were digging through things to pack things and find things to sell, and it seems like things were just coming out of the woodworks of things that we just didn't need. I went through my DVDs, pretty much everything that we've covered on the network, I pretty much sold all the DVDs. All of them are gone. Maybe one or two are left, or a couple, like a handful, if any. I sold all of my comics, give or take a couple, that I still have yet to decipher whether to get rid of. I have one Transformer left. I have no books. Sold a lot of the extra tablets we had laying around. Sold a lot of the extra cameras, a lot of the soundboards. Just a lot of things that were just around that either were packed away in a tote, not serving any purpose. They weren't really useful in any capacity. And so we sold them. I mean, there really wasn't a point in having it anymore. And, while I love nostalgia and I remember all of these shows, I just, the sheer amount of space that these things take up, and the fact that I have to fit everything in my house. Now, granted, my built-in desk isn't going anywhere. It's stuck. Which I'm a little sad to say that it's going to stay here, but, I'll have to just build a desk again. I'm kind of sad to, it's bittersweet to see everything go, but it also feels refreshing to kind of go almost minimalistic with things and kind of get rid of the clutter. If that makes any sense at all to anyone. Granted, I had a lot of stuff that I'd collected over the years. And looking back on it, not only... I had to write an article recently about Amazon, you know, your orders that you've done over Amazon in the entire lifetime. And they build out like a spreadsheet type of thing. And I saw like everything I've physically bought on Amazon and then how much I've turned around and sold it back for. Whether it's Amazon or something else, and it's like pennies on the dollar, like everything just loses value the instant you buy it. And which just goes to show you that it's not really worth what you're paying for, to some degree. But I realized how much money I've wasted on stuff. And I guess that's kind of my point here is I have my computer, I have my technology, I just actually ordered now when I'm recording this, it's on a Tuesday or Monday. So I have not yet received my Google Pixel 3a XL, which just came out the previous week. We were trying to get the 3a, but unfortunately those are all pre-order or backlogged because they're all sold out everywhere. We tried to get it at Best Buy. We have AT&T for our internet, and more or less, in Colorado, Verizon is rated number one with AT&T a close second. Now, mind you, it's all mountains, so in certain areas, so like you're going to have zero cell reception, and T-Mobile is like following, like they're about like two-thirds of the way down on that list, and then there's Sprint, like another notch below them, and then it's like everybody else. And so, like, getting these phones, I didn't want to be locked into a Verizon version of the Pixel. So we went to go buy this thing at Best Buy, and we were intending on buying two of the 3As to upgrade our aged Galaxy S5s, which have signal issues, sound issues, text issues, just a lot of issues. It's 5 years old. Go figure. So we've talked ad nauseum about phones on this podcast over the last 3 years. But that being said, I finally pulled the trigger on it, mostly because I'd been driving my wife crazy about it for the last year and wanting the Pixel 3, and then that's just still too far out of our price range. The Pixel 3a XL is still out of our price range. Originally, why we were going to get the 3a was because they had a deal at Best Buy for $299 activated. But what they don't tell you is when you go in there, there's a lot of fine print that totally screws that entire number up. The only way you get it for $299 activated is through Sprint. If you go to do it through Verizon or you go do it through AT&T, it's $349.99 plus your SIM card package and whatnot. And then they were supposed to give you like $100 gift card and some other different various free things. So none of it actually took place. And so it kind of was frustrating, and they didn't have the 3A on top of it. So we were going to do the 3A XL. Well, that bumps it another $90 or $80. And so we went to go do that. And then certain other stipulations were underway that you could not use or get some of the freebies or the $100 off or something of that nature. And so we opted to pass on it. And we were going to order them online. And when they were going to come in was when we were going to be in Colorado. And so, again, opted not to do it. So, fast forward a few days later, I order the 3A XL through Best Buy, and it's like 2-day delivery. So, they give you the $100 Best Buy gift card, which is better than the Google one, which expires. And it's an e-gift card, so they send it to you after they ship your phone or your device. And so I'm still waiting. Mind you, this is Monday. They say it's supposed to be here tomorrow. We'll see. And they'll activate or send you the voucher to get the $100 off. So what the plan is to order the 3A for my wife using the $100 thing, if it works. And so we'll see how that goes. I don't know. She may end up just using my Galaxy S5, which works infinitely better than hers at this point. Hers gets a lot of junk on it. She uses it when she cooks for like the ingredients and the instructions and everything else. So it gets used for a lot of things, and it's been dropped. And so, yeah, her phone is in worse wear than mine. And so I'm going to have the 3XL, the 3A XL, and get to use it once I set it up after I get it to be the maps and do everything else while we're in Colorado. So that's the plan. And the whole thing was is we wanted an unlocked phone because if we have to switch services from, you know, AT&T to Verizon to, you know, Sprint or whomever it may be, that to get a better signal, we wanted to have phones that were not tied to a carrier so that we could take them wherever we want and we own them. So the ends justify the means and the cost on that. So we get that done, and, you know, we've been packing stuff. I finally figured out a place to sell my Star Wars cards for, which, by the way, I didn't get diddly squat for. I did manage to sell them along with like a handful of comics and some old sports cards for around $40. And the the whole thing with it, you know, it's just the phone thing. It's just, it's been crazy. So anyways, as we've been going through, yeah, I know I just jumped in a weird tangent here. I get distracted by a text message. No, as far as the trading cards, the Star Wars cards are concerned, I knew I was going to take a massive hit on them because they're not worth anything, especially because, and the guy kind of explained it that when Decipher went belly up and lost the license to the Star Wars collectible card game, that all of the cards, because it went to another company, they produced the Star Wars Episode 1, 2, and 3 cards, which are infinitely worth more and more rare than the other sets. And so he was like, you know, it's just kind of how it is. And so I just took it because I didn't want them getting thrown away, but I also didn't want them taking up space anymore. And so, yeah, that was the end of that. So I literally have like barely anything left as far as collectibles are concerned, but it doesn't honestly bother me all that much. A lot of my content, I've gone digital for a lot of things that has changed. And honestly, I don't even consume all that much video games or television anymore. But it's a little crazy. Just on a whole, like I just don't even collect all that much of anything anymore. I don't watch a lot of TV anymore. I don't play a lot of video games anymore. I don't really have time, which is, you know, I looked at it too, and the amount of hours I have dumped in, I haven't played this in a couple of years, but like Battlefield 4, I dumped 295 hours, into that game, and 295 hours, you know, divided by, you know, 24 hours, I played for 12.29 days of my entire life straight of that game. And although it doesn't seem like much in the grand scheme of things, like I literally played a lot when there were other constructive things I could have been doing on some degrees. And so it's been eye-opening having things change over the last year, and I'm having to kind of refocus and kind of to some level I'm having to reevaluate some of how I spend my time. And so it's been difficult to kind of figure that out, which is also why it's been very difficult to have the podcast recorded. I've been trying to get to this. Like, I've honestly, it's been driving me nuts. My wife's like, you ain't got time for that right now. They gots to go get ready for moving. And I'm like, this is what I do. I like to do this. So yeah, my goal is when we move, I want to record while driving on the road. Not like literally while I'm driving, but while I'm traveling, so that I can have kind of that live conversation. Like maybe have a live stream, have a conversation, it's. I've really been wanting to do something different. And I feel like this will give me that opportunity, which is kind of cool. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do some video content. I'm going to do, do more of the random podcasting. That's funny. Sorry. I just got notification. My order was shipped. And I've gotten my gift card. So Mary might be getting her phone sooner than we thought. With the whole, you know, house thing, trying to sell the house, and we've got showings, and it's been not ideal because we've had to, like, we had ordered windows prior to this, even though I was unemployed, because my son almost chopped his fingers off by dropping a window on his hand in February. And so we ordered them in March, and before I got notice that I was getting a job out of state. And so now we're having that. Our water heater was leaking. And so now Wednesday I get to replace that. Well, it's actually, we bought it. We just haven't gotten it, yet. It's a little overwhelming, like the whole process of moving. I honestly cannot stand the process of it, but it's going to be great once all is said and done. I'm really looking forward to something different in the change. And to be honest, to have more like of a conversational podcast more than just me reporting on news constantly. I'm not sure how much of all of this resonates with everybody, but I sure hope it's not boring. I've got this whole like idea of things, like the nostalgia of opening up your stuff over the years and seeing what's there, is totally eye-opening and different. Yes, we hear you, Kat. We hear you loud and clear.
Your voice is so clear.
But anyways, the digging out, like, I saw comics I couldn't remember I had. I found toys I didn't remember I had. I had to reshuffle things to fit things in different totes because, again, some of it I decided to keep, some of it not. Mostly, like, I have a couple Lego creations I'd done. I have, like, a Enterprise A that I'm keeping, which has been a staple of my desk for some time. Actually, about 10, 12 years at this point, so it's not going anywhere. But it's been interesting, and so I've really been taking a look at everything that I've collected or that I would want to have. But that being said, now that I've just blown out your ear holes, I'm not really sure where else to take this particular episode. This is kind of just more or less an update of how things are going. Like, you know, we've had TFG1 Mike have, you know, literally brain surgery, have his brain drained of liquid on it. During this time, I've had a lot of articles I've written, prepping for a move. You know, new concepts of programming, you know, for vlog series. Like, I'm going to start doing stuff like when I go out to Colorado for the first time and then following it. So it's just been interesting. It's been a wild ride this past year. That's for sure. The fun part is I did get to go work for my ex-employer recently, and I keep getting calls or notifications to talk to them because they've needed my help for a variety of things, which goes to show you I don't burn bridges. I left amicably, like you wouldn't believe, at any of the jobs. Granted, the Blaze, when I left there, it was amicable, but they, you know, I've never been contacted since my severance run out, for that. And the second job, the health food store, it's been fun because I set up all the technology and all the point of sale. So, and the websites. So they need my help whenever it comes to any of that. Even though the guy somehow found money after I was unemployed to hire another marketing and IT person, which is hilarious to me, but it's also friends with his son, so that goes to show you, you know, sometimes things don't work out in your favor in that. But it did end up working out because I was blessed with a new opportunity where all of the doors surrounding it were closed other than this one opportunity. So it's been awesome to have this come my way. So although I have to move and things do have to change, it's going to be great. I did see some article the other day. Somebody had posted about every gaming YouTuber and parent seems to be excited about the U.S. government getting involved with loot boxes and gaming. And he says, the way I see it, gaming publishers and developers should be able to monetize their games as they see fit. Self-control, people just don't buy them. And that I feel is true. He says, the way I see it is, if you do not like the system of loot boxes in the games you play, the best way to show the gaming industry that you don't like it is to not spend a dime on them. Speak with your wallet and don't get your government involved with our entertainment. And if it's the children that the parents are truly concerned about, how about this? Be a parent and monitor what your kids purchase with your credit card. Don't be a lazy parent. Claim that your kid is gambling and get the government involved. And I totally agree. That's why I essentially do not play any games that require a loot box or have since quit playing them over the time, because I used to be one of those people that got grasped into that whole thing, and ultimately it's virtual money. It's money, real money going to virtual causes, and I just, it was like throwing bad money at something that probably not going to be around forever, and that's kind of how I saw it. It wasn't like you just buy the game and you get everything and it's there. It's you know, oh, we got to one-up you. Oh, we got to one-up you. And it really is gambling. I mean, it is. But, you know, you're taking that chance to try and get something better. I mean, they do give you something. It's just not what you want. But, yeah, I don't know. So, and then it's kind of funny, you know, as far as old tech is concerned, like I have an older computer and I really want to upgrade it, but it's not really a high priority because it still works. The phone thing is more of a high priority at this point. And I do have my portable computer and the other room. And funny enough, I'm not too sure how many are interested in plasma TVs. I have a 50-inch Samsung plasma that I'm thinking about selling because I'm not sure if it's going to make it in the move. And I'd prefer just to off it before and then just buy an OLED TV later on down the road if I need to. But yeah, I mean, I'm not really sure if it's going to last the move. So, but yeah, I mean, there's, like I said, a lot going on, lot to stay on top of. So, anyways, guys, thanks for listening. Thank you for paying attention and tuning into this update episode where I've kind of rambled and given latest perspectives on things. I'll have some more kind of techie stuff and conversation pieces and things to consider in the next episode of Altered Geek, which I'm hoping should be back on a regular schedule, but don't quote me on it, so... Until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geek.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.